This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Welcome back to Kelly and Company. I'm Danielle McLaughlin, and I'm here with Margaret Weldon, co-hosting for Kelly and Ramya, respectively. We are going to be speaking to our friends from the CNIB, but first we're going to talk about Radio Player Canada. AMI Audio is now available on Radio Player Canada, Canada's most powerful radio app. You can download Radio Player Canada from the Apple App Store. And to find out more about Radio Player Canada, go to ami.ca/radioplayer. So let's check in with our friends from CNIB Smart Life. Today, we're joined by friends from Humanware, Mathieu Paquette, Product Manager, and Michel Pepin, Sales Director. Let's learn about Humanware's newest offering in the world of orientation and mobility, the Stellar Trek. Welcome, Mathieu and Michel.
Hi there.
Nice to hear you. Good afternoon. Mathieu, can you tell us about your role as product manager?
Yeah, most certainly. Well, first of all, thank you for having us on the show. It's really nice to meet you both. My name is Mathieu. I'm the, as you mentioned in the introduction, I'm the product manager here at Humanware. So basically, I'm in charge of all of our audio assistant products like the Victor Reader Stream, the Trek, and the Stratus, which I'm sure a large part of your audience is familiar with, and our orientation mobility products. And so I take care of, you know, basically my role is to be sort of the voice of the customer. I keep my finger on the pulse and see what people like, what people want in, you know, existing products as well as new product development.
Mathieu, can you tell us then exactly what is the Stellar Trek?
Yeah, most certainly. So the Stellar Trek is our newest product for orientation mobility. Back in the day, if we go back a few years, we had a product called the Trekker Breeze. This is a bit of an evolution to that product. So with the Stellar Trek, our aim was to help people with low vision and blindness to have a device that will help them get around into their everyday life. It has 100% tactile interface, so it's made to be user-friendly for low vision and blind people. I mean, you can do all kinds of stuff with it. You can record routes, landmarks, like your favorite spots, or even like your favorite bench in a park or something like that, and get directions to go to it, or even obstacles if you have a regular route. You'll get precise directions if you want to go point A to point B. But as I said before, this is something that, you know, all GPS does. And this is an evolution. And by evolution, what I mean is we've integrated some artificial intelligence into the product in the form of two cameras on the back of the unit. So with the cameras, you can do some OCR, which is optical character recognition, basically using them to read out loud, you know, either what's in your current environment or a document, or even, for example, to see the address on a door. So let's say you got directions to go to a certain door, you were going to your friend's house and it was 123 X Street. Then once you reach your destination, you can take a picture of the door and it's going to tell you, you know, if you're really in front of 123 or perhaps you overshot a little bit and you're in front of 125. So, this is really an evolution of your standard, just, you know, normal GPS.
Wow. That sounds pretty good. Humanware already has a GPS product called the Victor Reader Trek. And how is the Stellar Trek different from that?
Yeah, so the Victor Reader Trek's a product we've been selling for a few years now. And it is a product that combines entertainment and GPS mobility. Basically, it came from, you know, a demand of having a new product after the Trekker Breeze. And we knew that a lot of people like the Victor Reader Stream, which has been out for over 10 years now, and which is used to read books, listen to podcasts, such as the one we're on right now, and, you know, internet radio and everything. So basically, people wanted to combine both. Now, the Stellar Trek is more of a dedicated device. It is meant really for people who want a more advanced device for their everyday navigation. You know, some people will prefer to have the Victor Reader Trek, and that's fine. We're not, you know, we're going to keep selling the Victor Reader Trek separately for at least one more year. But some people, you know, it really depends. It's personal preference, but some people like having a dedicated device for each task. And as I said, the Stellar Trek has the artificial intelligence and the camera system, which we don't have on the Victor Reader Trek, that allows you to enhance your mobility even further.
So then, Matthew, yeah, really, this is so fascinating today, learning lots. So, Matthew, then how do you leverage artificial intelligence with the Stellar Trek?
Well, one of the really cool features we have, as I mentioned before, is the address recognition. This is to help, you know, in the fabled final 40 feet or 10 meters for Canadian listeners of the journey. When you reach a destination, you're going to be pressing on your Stellar Trek the up arrow. It'll bring up the detection mode. You then bring the Stellar Trek to your eye level and point it towards the general direction of the door you're trying to reach. And then it'll guide you with a series of beeps. And when it's confident seeing a door, it'll take a picture and then read out loud any results found. So, for example, if you're on a commercial street and there are two doors and you're snapping two addresses, it'll tell you two doors found, address 123 and 125. Now, just like anything that's based off of artificial intelligence, we want to be fully transparent. This is not going to work 100% of the time. It's important to manage expectations. It's a device that works offline. It's not cloud-based, so you don't need to be connected to the internet. If the lighting is difficult, you know, if it's late at night, or if it's the address is on a window door with a lot of sunlight, or if the address is obstructed by, say, a tree branch, there's a chance you might not see it. But in our testing that we've done, we are getting pretty good results. Around, you know, 70 to 80% of the time, we're able to see the address fine and get the device to read it out loud. And it is a device that is going to be updated as time goes on. We have a dedicated team that is working on improving the Stellar Trek, especially this feature, to make it more and more and eventually reach 90-95%, which is our goal.
Well, so this sounds fascinating. As you get closer to the address you're looking for, it can basically give you step-by-step directions to get to the correct door, even if there are several doors next to one another. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to tell you, you know, there's two doors found. The first one is at 12 o'clock, meaning right in front of you. The other one's at 1 o'clock, and it's going to tell you the approximate distance based off the camera. So, yeah, it is exactly what it's used for.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. So it can tell you the distance you are from the door, and you can just make your way knowing how far you have to go.
Exactly. It'll give you a good idea. I mean, it might say 20 meters, it might be 19, it might be 21. It's not going to be exact to the centimeter, obviously, but it's going to give you a pretty good picture. You can have it in meters, you can have it in feet if you prefer. But it's going to give you a pretty good idea, and it's going to help you, you know, doing that last 10-meter navigation.
Well, how many languages does it speak, I wonder? How many languages? Yeah. Is it French, English, or how do you know?
No, there's around 15 languages supported at launch. We're planning on adding more as time goes by. As I said, it's going to be a device that's going to evolve. But at launch time, we have around, I don't have the exact number right now offhand, but it's around 15 languages supported.
Holy Canadian.
That's very nice to know. My goodness. Yeah.
It's pretty broad. I mean, obviously for us, French, English, and Spanish are probably the most popular one here. But yeah, there's a few more languages.
That's really helpful. You know how when you just use ordinary GPS, it just says you have reached your destination, and it doesn't give you anything better than that. So this sounds much, much more specific.
Yeah, that was the goal. So we know, you know, and no GPS is going to be 100% accurate. No map is going to be 100% accurate. If you're on a map that's a little bit less accurate, and you were going, as I said, for example, to 123 Main Street, it is very possible that on the map it was tagged a little bit, you know, a couple feet earlier or later. So this way we avoid the scenario where you think you're at 123, but in reality you're at 125 and you're knocking on the wrong door. With the camera, you can take a picture and it's going to tell you you're at 125, and then, you know, you overshot by a couple meters. You just move a little bit further, or, you know, go back a little bit.
That's a really great invention. What do you see as the future of Stellar Trek?
Well, the built-in AI that we have, the artificial intelligence and the cameras, they really allow us to envision a lot of really cool features in the future. I'm going to premise this by saying a quick disclaimer. What I'm going to talk about right now is in no way, shape, or form a promise. These are stuff that we are looking into, that we would like to bring in the future on the Star Trek, but these are still all under development. Some of the stuff that I'm going to talk about might not come to fruition. Some of it might. And I think a really good example of this, and this is something that would be really great for the blind community, would be indoor navigation. So as you probably know, indoor navigation is pretty much the holy grail of orientation mobility devices, to be able to navigate, you know, in a shopping mall, in a building or whatever. So there are a ton of ways to make it work. Some companies work with beacons, some don't. So we're looking at all of the technologies that are out there, and we're seeing which, if any, once again, because there might not be, but if any of them are good, would be a good fit for the Stellar Trek. So we have cameras on the device. So is it possible to, you know, maybe bring up the device once you've entered the shopping mall? It's going to tell you there's a store at 10 meters on the left, a corridor on the right. There's a bathroom on the left, because it sees the sign for a bathroom. So this is all the kind of stuff that we would like to bring eventually. It's not going to be there at launch. And once again, it might or might not happen, but it is stuff we're looking into. A feature, for example, that we're working on right now, this one I can say for sure it's coming up, is the built-in compass. So just like you have on your, you know, iPhone or your Android phone, you can, if you're standing on the street corner and you put in an address, it tells you, all right, go 100 meters northwest. That's all fine and dandy, but I mean, where am I headed right now? Like, yeah. What's my current heading? So we're going to have a compass that's going to allow you, it's going to tell you you're currently, you know, pointing north. So if you have to go northwest, you need to go a little bit, you know, to the left. So we're looking at stuff like currency recognition, for example. Take a picture of a couple bills and it's going to tell you you have a $20 bill and a $50 bill. Stuff like scene recognition and all that. So this is, you know, these are some of the features that we're looking into.
Those sound really useful, don't they, Margaret?
They really do. Michelle, can you tell us then when will the Stellar Trek be available on the Canadian market, and how much the purchase price will be, and where we can go and see it eventually?
Absolutely, absolutely. I guess I'll defer back to Mathieu to confirm the launch date, because I know we're talking about August here, but I don't have a firm date in, I think it's later in the month of August. Mathieu, do you have the?
Yeah, during the week of August 22nd.
So that's okay. Quite soon.
Second.
Yeah. Perfect. Really? Yeah. And where would we be able to go and see it? Like, is it going to be in all of your stores, or will you be taking it from area to area? How is that going to work?
Well, the distribution of the Stellar Trek will, I'm pleased to announce that it will definitely be available through our regular distribution network, meaning it's not an exclusive product with just some distributors. It's really going to be available through all of our distribution. Of course, CNIB being a preferred partner, will definitely be working with some local regional offices, not all of them across Canada, because there is a lot, but we're definitely going to be working with the major ones in each provinces to ensure that they have a demo unit so that people can actually go see the unit, really use it a little bit, play with it, even if, depending on how the Smart Life centers are set up, go for a quick walk outside to see how it really react and work. That way, people will know exactly what they're looking to buy if they're interested in purchasing the Stellar Trek. I definitely want to say though, it's really is an exciting product, because it's pretty much the only standalone device that will allow visually impaired users to get that level of information. Keep in mind that we're really talking about position location here. We're not talking about guiding. Step-by-step. The guiding part is, of course, it's done through the mobility skills of each user. And I will always mention that it's really important before looking into a GPS solution to have very good mobility skills.
Michelle, we're going to have to stop you there, because we've clean run it right out of time. I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
Yeah.
But if they need more information, they can contact HumanWare. They can contact myself or Matthew. We'll be more than happy to provide more information. And as we roll out the launch, all of the information will be on
our website. Right. That's great. Thank you so much.
We were joined by Michel and Mathieu from HumanWare talking to us about the Stellar Trek. We're joined by guests from CNIB Smart Life on the first Thursday of each month. And coming up next, joining us on this week's roundtable is AMI video editor Mark Phoenix.
Hi, I'm Ramia Amuthan. Join me weekly for AMI Audiobook Review, the podcast that explores new titles, introduces us to famous narrators, and updates what's hot at the Center for Equitable Library Access. Download episodes of AMI Audiobook Review from your favorite podcast provider.